Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the fall acreage reporting deadline. Producers are reminded of the requirement to report their perennial forages, fall-seeded crops, and cover crops by December 15, 2015 to the local FSA county office to meet FSA program eligibility requirements. Perennial forage includes, but is not limited to, grass, alfalfa, trefoil, clover, and mixed forage intended for hay or grazing. Fall-seeded small grains include winter wheat, rye, triticale, and others. Producers who are interested in participating in the 2016 USDA farm programs need to report the location, acreage, and planting data of the applicable crops no later than December 15th to avoid late fall fees assessed per farm. For more information or to set up an appointment to certify your fall crops, contact your local FSA office. Now, enrollment options for those interested in the CRP program. Producers interested in the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, are reminded the next general enrollment period began Tuesday, December 1st, and continues through February 26, 2016. Offers submitted during this general 49th enrollment period will be ranked using an Environmental Benefit Index, EBI, so all offers submitted nationwide can be viewed on an equal basis. After the close of the sign-up period, the Secretary of Agriculture determines which offers will be accepted. CRP is a federally funded program that assists agriculture producers with the cost of restoring, enhancing, and protecting certain grasses, shrubs, and trees to improve water quality, prevent soil erosion, and reduce loss of wildlife habitat. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years but can be up to 15 years in duration. Long-term goal of the CRP program is to reestablish native plant species on marginal agricultural lands for the primary purpose of preventing soil erosion and improving water quality and related benefits of reducing loss of wildlife habitat. Producers with expiring contracts or producers with environmentally sensitive land are encouraged to evaluate their options under the CRP program. For more information on FSA conservation programs, check out www.fsa.usda.gov/CRP or consult with your local FSA office. Next, County Committee voting. Ballots for this year's County Committee election were mailed to eligible voters on November 9th. Voters must complete their ballots and either have them postmarked or returned to their Farm Service Agency County office by the close of business on December 7th. They participate or cooperate in any FSA program that's provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as the authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses when property is owned jointly. This year's Cass County election is for LAA 3 and covers Washington, Cass, Bear Grove, Pleasant, and Noble Townships. If your operation is located in a local administrative area, LAA, that's having an election this year and you did not receive a ballot, contact your local FSA office. And now, direct, guaranteed, and beginning farmer loan financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. Next, payment limitations. Congress and the USDA have established requirements to ensure that farm program benefits only go to farmers who meet certain eligibility requirements. The 2014 Farm Bill extended the activity actively engaged and payment limitation requirements through the 2018 program year. There are annual payment limitations for a person or legal entity for programs subject to provisions of the 2014 Act. For 2014 through 2018 commodity programs, which include agriculture risk coverage, ARC, price loss coverage, PLC, loan efficiency programs, and marketing loan gain payments, the year limitation is $125,000. For conservation programs, including annual rental and incentive payments, the yearly limit is $50,000. For disaster assistance programs, the total received under the Livestock Forage Program, LFP, Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, and Emergency Assistance for Honeybee and Farm-Raised Fish, ELAP, programs is $125,000. For more information or details on payment limitations, contact your local county FSA office. And finally, producers who are are reminded of FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loan process. Those producers who have taken out marketing assistance loans and who use farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm-stored grain held under loan. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.